Liberians across the country are concerned about its two major global mobs. They say they are providing poor services, which some businesses claim are creating low revenue generation. Among the complaints are slow network connectivity and lack of coverage in some areas. Gibson Sanner is a vendor who sells recharge cards from both companies. He says the situation is affecting his business and I join complaints from his customers.
One woman came out, she put money in her phone to activate for a sink on her phone and the tenant was a back off. So she started to complain with me like, I know that her sink not working and sending money. But I said, no, I don't know. If only a black girl seeing that you can activate from your phone, so some people also complain too. Sometimes the customer kind of will have arguments, someone will leave. They will torment me like, I know that there is a situation that going on and I seen in their money. I said, no, I don't know. So sometimes it gave me hard time in having my business. So my customer was getting confusion.
Another citizen, Augustus Yapa, says he missed out on the contract due to field calls and poor connectivity.
Orange, when you put your 3-day money there, the 3-day will not finish and will take your money. I experienced it twice. With that Lunsa, whenever you subscribe Lunsa to even dial a number to call somebody, it will stay long for you can hear anybody calling. So now when you call, when the phone is on, somebody calls, you say the phone is off. So it really affecting us in this place here. It caused problem for me. It made me to miss call plenty of time. That's my business and you can't attend it. It made me to lose some money the other time.
Miata Davis, a fashion designer who deals mainly online, says she is losing customers regularly.
And in that way, I've been so very bad. We do really get you with call. If you call your friend, they will tell you, say, network busy. So that's how far the network is with the Lone Star and the Orange. I'm a fashion designer, and my customers, because of the network, anytime they call me, I don't receive their call. So I've been losing a lot of customers.
The GSM companies did not respond to our repeated request for comment. Meanwhile, following the complaints, the Liberia House of Representatives invited both companies to appear before the Oversight Committee. Representative Ava Jones is the head of the House Committee on Post and Telecommunication. He says Lone Star Cell, MTN GSM, and Orange Liberia have been instructed to restore services.
In the committee recommendation as it relates to the complaint brought before it, we recommended to the plenary of the House of Representatives that there be restitution done, especially to areas that were affected in terms of the poor quality of the service that led to the expiration of data packages, minis, or whatever form that the customer have faced as a result of the network.
Even though there was a recent outage across West Africa due to damaged overseas cables, Liberians are hoping for better services, especially those who rely on the networks for business. For VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nifsen in Monrovia, Liberia.